Welcome back, this is RB Sensei. If you like this video at any point, like and comment. It's the only way we'll grow. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
No, that's not necessary.
Whenever I go on a date, that started out with the dating apps, I have to go into said dating app to do some research right before the date to remind myself, which one are you? Let me not bring up the wrong thing. What kind of questions should I be asking?
She is super duper mid. So look at the mentality of a woman who's a 5 or a 6. Can you imagine the mentality of a woman who's a 7, 8, or 9? Men are disposable to her because she's been having talking stages with 5 guys at a time since she was 13. I'm sure this one right here hit the wall in her teens. Mentally, at least.
You never know, that's the point.
These women have an abundance mindset, and it really should be the men that have an abundance mindset, even if they don't got no bitches. They don't have a real good estimation of what their true value is, because if they did, they would take the first halfway decent guy and stick with him and do everything she could do to keep him. I mean, I could tell off top that you have really poor character based on what you're saying. And think about this poor guy who about to go on his date, and he's probably genuinely looking for a partner. And he's coming in, he's putting his best foot forward, he got a new outfit, he's excited, he told his friends and his mom. And he has no idea what he's signing up for. He has no idea that he's one of 33 that she's dating right now. Damn, tramp.
See, there's always gonna be some real sad parts in life that's hard to accept. That wishing something was different won't make it so. They're learning the difference between things they can change and things they can't. That's one of life's toughest lessons. Take it from someone who's been there. Take it from me, Mr. T.
I just realized it felt just like studying 10 minutes before taking a test in grade school. So, I don't know what that means, but much to think about. Anyway, I get a free dinner, so.
I'm winning any motherfucking way. I can't lose.
Here she comes to wreck the day.
Just want to watch the world burn.
There are a lot of evil women out here. They don't care about what they do.
You women are horrible.
What the hell is the world coming to?
Exactly. So she can't lose. So even if she does say the wrong thing, hey, she still got a free dinner. And he probably not even gonna walk out. Because men actually have some type of character. Men have some type of code of ethics. So even if she called him the wrong name or something, he's gonna be very forgiving and still try to be on his best behavior. Here's the thing too, fellas. Find out if she have a TikTok before you take her on a date. If you insist on taking chicks on dates in 2024. If she have a TikTok, disqualify. Men should be looking to disqualify women quick the way they look to disqualify men quick. If she's not willing to go 50-50 on the first date, disqualify, because that shows her intentions. If she really like you and she really looking to get to know somebody and she values getting to know somebody and she think you're a valuable option, she's going to do it. You better believe if a 6'3 dude who looked like a model said, I want to go 50-50 on the first date, she's going to fucking do it.
You want a man who knows how to just walk away. Because he got something better to do, and it's not you.
If you're not a guy she's willing to, you know, go out of her comfort zone for, then it's not worth it. And honestly, the rule should be, don't take her on a dinner date until you clap them cheeks. Because until you clap them cheeks, she don't really like you like that. Flat out. No dinner dates unless you penetrate. Bars.
Really, nigga?
My parents should be so grateful for me. I only date losers, and I live in New York City. I'm never getting married. They're never going to have to pay for my wedding. So if I'm 68 one day and asked, why'd you never get married? It's not because I'm crazy. It's not because I'm difficult to love. It's because I was financially providing for my parents.
Right.
She's another goofy who thinks she's going to be rich. Look, most of you will not be rich. No matter what, you know, influencers you watch, you know, no matter how many abundance influencers you watch, you're probably not going to get rich. I mean, I hope you do. Go for it. But the chances are slim. I hope you got a plan B, C, D, and E. Yeah, your parents aren't going to have to pay for your wedding, but they're going to have to help you pay for everything else. That's more likely than you taking care of them in their old age. Don't ever let these women convince you they're single by choice. No, women are single because they're too picky or they're batch crazy and unbearable. It's that simple. Those are pretty much the main two reasons. The guys they want don't want them. That's usually what it comes down to.
They get stuck in this endless trap of all the men I want don't want me and or are already married, or the men who want me, I don't want them. So they end up like stuck in the middle.
or the guys they want, they can't maintain a relationship with. And they refuse to settle, quote unquote. And the truth is, a lot of these women would run away even the, you know, in their league nice guy. Hey folks, we'll be back to the video in a second. Be sure to like and comment anything under the video. It's the only thing that's gonna help us grow and blow this channel up. But you know how tired I get listening to these dingbats? Really, go ahead and support the content by joining the Patreon or the YouTube membership. For low as $5 a month, you get access to one or two exclusive videos a week, as well as getting access to my videos one day early. The YouTube membership is $10 a month for the convenience of not having to leave YouTube, or you could sign up on Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month.
Hell no!
Okay, man of TikTok, perhaps you could explain to me why, if all the men are sick of Western women and women hit the wall at like 25, why do I have a 25-year-old from the United Arab Emirates hitting me up in my DMs when I'm turning 50 next week?
Their lifespan is a comedy show, to be honest about it, man. It's brutal to say, but it is.
Wait, are you serious? Wait, where was he from? Okay, if he's outside of the States, it's because he's trying to get into the States. And even if somebody in the States was hitting you up, it's because dudes like getting their D wet. And we really got to step our standards up, fellas, if this what y'all hitting up. But yeah, dudes will hit almost anything. A lot of dudes will. Women will always be able to get bedroom fun, no matter how crazy they look, no matter how old and wrinkly they get. That's never a flex. Can you keep a man? And I don't know if you guys can see it or not, but her username is Deadly Sting. Look, I don't care how beautiful a woman is, and I'm not saying this woman is beautiful, but I'm saying use this logic when you do see a beautiful woman online. If she got a crazy name like Deadly Sting or Ball Crusher, you know, or Face Smasher 206, just leave that bitch alone. She telling you right there that you should stay away, far, far away. I just find it so funny. She really thinks she ate with this. She really feel like she dropped the mic with this one.
You guys, this video is for my women that are successful and single and struggling in dating. This is one very quick fix that you can do that you're probably not aware of. So you hear us talk about masculine and female energy all the time and how you have to really balance your female energy to attract a healthy masculine male, or just to attract men in general. When you
you're either feminine or you're not. By the time a woman has been in the corporate world and she's successful and she's a go-getter and she's been a go-getter for 30 years, it's over with. It's done. Any femininity after that is an act and a facade to reel you in.
You can't run that game on me. Just another basic woman, right?
It's not authentic. And, you know, that bitchy side is going to come out, and that man is going to come out at the first sign of trouble, or, you know, at the first argument.
Polarity is undeniable. So here's the deal. If you're successful, if you're in charge, if you're running shit, when you're at work all day, you're in your masculine energy, because the masculine energy gets shit done. The masculine energy is task driven. The issue is, let's say you get off work, you go home, you change really fast, you go out. If you don't do something to bring that masculine energy to a halt, to introduce in your feminine energy, it won't be there when you go out. You're still going to be going out with your masculine energy. You're still going to be going out with your task driven boss hat on.
Can you imagine being 58, still trying to dress up like a 20-year-old and go to a bar to catch a husband? If you still got to go out and try to catch a man at this age, really after 30, you still got to try to go to bars, dive-ins, bars and drives to catch a man. Look, it's over. Pick somebody in your friend zone or just dedicate yourself to singledom. Here's the thing, women who are financially successful, they would be successful in their dating life too if they just weren't so shallow and superficial. If they could just get a man that work at McDonald's, retire him, and just, you know, make sure he a good man. But now they're too shallow and superficial for that.
Promise you, if you take 10 minutes to sit down, pump the brakes, and do a meditation. It will center your energy. It will reconnect your female energy back in so that when you go out, you have your female energy with you. Putting a dress on and heels has nothing to do with female energy. It is.
Now, that is a big misconception that a lot of women have. Like, oh, I'm in a tight dress and I got, you know, earrings on, so I'm feminine. No. You still have that man brain in your skull in a tight red dress and some pumps. But look, meditating, you know, sitting Indian style and saying hum da la la q isn't going to undo 50 years of being masculine. You know, 30, 40 years of being masculine. This is nonsense.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.